The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Rising and Fire, Farm for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the Ministry of Public Service, Prince Masters, Bronze Electric Motors, and Lindy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday, Venice Day. I'm so happy to be with you guys, chopping it down. Don't worry, be happy. Today we're not going to be talking about the series, the Dissecting Leadership. We're done with that. We're done with those particular things. I think I've had my fill. And I've gotten enough cussing for it. So we're going to be able to push forward and do these things. I'm grateful to be here with you guys. And I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Man, I always do that. And I just want you guys to know that they got everything laid out for you. If you are in the market for insurance, whether that's commercial, whether that residential, individual, if you want to be able to do that thing with your vehicle and try to get those things taken care of, or whether or not you're in the kind of a space where you just got some SD plates and a livery plate and all these things, now you need insurance, they do in-house financing. So you don't got to worry. Don't hurt yourself and trying to be able to figure out where I can get all this bulk of money from. Go down there and ask for my good guy, Mr. Ethric Bow or Mr. Richardson. They can be able to assist you in those areas, ensure that you're accommodated accordingly and move you forward to be able to find yourself in a productive space and place. All right. So go down there, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, 3411 AFS, 3411 AFS, or you can be able to hit them up at, number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They are on Blue Hill, just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Plaza. They got everything laid out for you. Got to show those good, decent people out. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. A decade needed for case backlog. I watched this yesterday, and being able to do those things, I just want to be able to say that. I guess if you're doing the numbers like that and you identify those things, yes, it could be one thing, but it's important that we at least make some significant indentation in that. With the tenure, with the time that you have, I believe that with the cabinet that we have, if we divide it accordingly, and those that serve at the pleasure of the Prime Minister has a task with being able to at least alleviate the mammoth burdens that we have in these particular areas, then we could know that your administration is making significant moves and making some things happen. But we want to commend you to push forward, Prime Minister, and being able to make these things happen. If you acknowledge it, at least make those things happen as we move forward, right? CCA appeals the $1.6 billion ruling. Mervy knows in police. Oh, Jesus, Mervy, y'all need to stop it. Cornish remains silent at the trial and Pintard calls on the government to speed up the trials. Two men died following a fight. I just want to say this to you. Yesterday I was sitting down watching this thing, right? And, you know, I came across, because I'm watching the YouTube, so I watch everyone news on YouTube, right? So it's just after your news is done, or if I'm seeing it live, I'm watching it on YouTube. And so as I'm watching it on YouTube, I see Shanique, right? So I popped on Shanique and listened to Shanique. And there was sort of a live broadcast where she was speaking to a reporter on site at this particular location, right? I didn't take any count of the location. I was really trying to figure out whether or not this was live today or this is an old show that I click on, right? So I look at that. This, I say, I can't remember the story. What happened? I'm listening to the thing. And it didn't really click with me. But nonetheless, I absorbed the information. I cut it off and just kind of move on. 11:30 that night, I got a call from a good friend, from a very good friend. He does some work for me. And in fact, I was introduced to him by someone who I'm going to tell you about right now, right? So 11:30 in the night, I'm looking at my telephone. I'm trying to figure out if this is a, you know, this is an accidental call. I answer the phone. I say, hey, what's up? He speaks a little slow. He says, hey, yeah, I called you with some bad news. So I say, what'd you say? He said, Bobo just died, right? I said, oh, my God. Now, I'm thinking to myself. I can be honest with you. I'm thinking to myself. I said, oh, Lord. Did he go fishing? Did something happen? Was it an accident? Because, you know, he's that kind of an industrial guy. He's my carpenter. He does everything for me, all my carpentry, everything. Man, this guy's great. If you've seen me on Patio Politics, if you've seen all those various tables and all those stuff that I have, he's built all of that. He's built everything for me. He's very good in those particular steps. So I'm trying to figure, you say, hey, Bobo. So I say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So you know, I'm freaking out, right? And so I said, what happened? That's the second thing. What happened? And now he starts to describe the exact same scene, immediately giving me more details about what happened the night before. I want to be able to pray for the family of Alan Pratt and Naldo. I know both of those guys. I just want to, it is just peculiar that these stories come out and you feel like so much violence is in the city of Nassau. And, you know, we hear about so much violence happening every day. You feel as though you don't know these people. Oh, I don't know them people. Oh, I don't know them people. And you kind of dismiss that, segregate yourself from what you believe is extreme violence. I can't know those people. And come to find out, we know these people. It is bananas. I want to pray for the family of Alan Bobo Pratt and his wife, who he's left behind. And I know she's devastated. And Nalu and his wife, which is Alan's sister. This is a very, very sad day. And I couldn't sleep last night thinking about that thing. So I continue to be able to pray for you. And guys, I know that you're going through a lot. But we got to talk about that. We got to figure out what is the issue as it relates to the charge of violence and to approach those particular things that we have in this society. But before we do that, I got to be able to talk to you and introduce you to a very good friend and a friend of the show who's been here. And today she's going to be talking to us about balance, about hormones, about supplements, about vitamins, about all these things we can take to ensure that we can get our bodies right and move in the right track. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to none other than Miss Yang, all the way from Ancient Chinese Secret. Miss Yang, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, all my customer, dearest customer.
Put the mic close to your mouth. Yeah, go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yeah. Thank you for the support and the inspiration from each and every customer being with us for all these years.
Ms. Yang, I want to talk to you about this. Before we came on, you started to talk about an imbalance that happens in our society of not being able to have that sort of a balance inside. Talk to me about that. We're seeing a lot of violence. A lot of persons are moving to violence. Now we're seeing these murder numbers up to 104 for the year. What do you think is some of the imbalance that exists in the system while persons are moving towards this?
I think there's a lot of factors can combine the results. So not only the social factors, the family, and also what we put in the body. So how we think, how we react to the situation, circumstances, the nutrition in the body will trigger the reaction. So if people put the chemistry in the brain, or neurological health in the body is completely balanced, the reaction will be totally different results.
So it's our diet.
The diet is one of the major reasons. Wow. Like the food, the diet will polish our the brain, our emotion, our stress level psychologically, emotionally, and even though spiritually. Like if we constantly we eat right food, if we have good rest to sleep, our the reaction to dealing with the stress, when we under tremendous stress, the results will be totally different.
Wow.
Like our cortisol level will be balanced.
Wow. So what do we do to get to that balance? I know you came to talk to us about a great deal of things and some new products that you have, but talk to me about what do we do to get to that balance?
We can, first of all, we change our diet.
Yeah.
And then add up the sufficient nutrition. But what we put in our body is very important.
Yeah.
It's not what we are selling. It's the major thing is what we stand for. It's a herbal natural stuff. Like we always talk about, people can really extend their life, their healthy life, by 10 to 20 years to strengthen immune system before the disease arise. If we stay up all day, all night, without good, sound, deep sleep, and we eat junk food all the time, what do you expect?
Mm.
So all the health issues eventually come back to a person's living habit and the degree of importance a person attaches to his life and his health. It's how much we bring the health awareness and the health consciousness, and whether we are set our mindset to focus on the healthy foods put in our body. So be your own doctor. That's the most important to my own personal view. Like according to World Health Organization estimation, the health expectation 15% decided by genetic, so 10% decided by social factors, 8% on medical condition, 7% on the impact of climate, and the rest of 60% on your own. How you treat it, how we look at it, whether we take a precaution to treat our body before disease attacks you. So imagine if we could change our diet by eating natural foods and know how to adapt to the stress, different situation. We all go through different stress in our life. 80% people, or more than 80%, finance, relationship, family issues. So whether how we can arise from the chaos or from the ashes, and we will be considered immune to the chronic disease and immune to the cancer. So today we will talk about medicinal mushrooms. Allow me, give me a couple minutes to mention about that will help us tremendously. The mushrooms are one of the most underrated functional foods for improved physical performance, cognitive ability, and longevity. So everybody should learn why and how to incorporate them into our diets. So if you think broccoli or kale or blueberry are the only superfoods we need in your kitchen, we have to give a pause and think again. The medicinal mushrooms have existed on Earth for estimated 1,300 million years. The plants about 700 years. So mushroom much, much older than be in the planet than the plants. So they are possibly the first living being that existed on dry land. The mushrooms are more than 80% genetically identical to the human body. So that means the mushrooms is more effective than other plants. So mushrooms are nature's original superfood. And these adaptogenic mushrooms have been used by physicians around the world for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
The vital nutrients found in mushrooms are extensive. They include vitamin A, B complex, B1, B2, B5, B12, B7, vitamin C, vitamin D, calcium, potassium, magnesium, phosphorus.
All in the mushroom?
All of this.
So you don't need any extra supplements or vitamins once you're taking these, or you have a healthy balance to take these particular things?
Like, for example, cordyceps contains over 1,000 natural healing compounds. And the reishi contains over 430 bioactive compounds.
So this is the reishi that we're talking about right now?
We talk about all the mushrooms.
All the mushrooms.
We talk about shiitake, chaga, turkey tail, the cordyceps, different mushroom.
Okay.
So this medicinal mushroom will balance and restore your immune system, increase oxygen level, improve mental clarity, regulate your blood sugar pressure, and lower your stress levels, and be sure you have restful sleep. So all the mushrooms have immunomodulating capacities. That means the mushroom will adapt their healing properties to whatever our body needs. The mushroom will, like we call cordyceps, is a miracle herb.
Mm-hmm.
So that will sense what body needs and change its behavior to whatever necessary to improve our health. So like they work on both bowel direction. If we push your blood sugar low, that will uplift it. If high, then that will bring down.
Mm-hmm.
So most of mushrooms, they have this capacity.
To just regulate your pressure.
Yes, pressure, blood sugar, your cholesterol, whatever the ailment, imbalance in the body, your emotional, people anxiety, depression, or bipolar, to stabilize our emotions, our mood.
That's crazy that you're saying that.
So all the mushrooms have a powerful healing properties, but we will focus on each particular mushroom, their different strengths and capacity. Like for example, the shiitake powder. Shiitake, this organic powder, has a polysaccharide that has proven to be more aggressive at targeting HIV infected cells.
You serious?
Than the most used HIV treatment. All of this based on the clinical scientific test reports and documented.
So if you take this in the event that this person's, well, they are, but the event that persons are taking this with the steady regimen that they have to take for their HIV medicine, they can be able to feel some sense of vitality returning to them. Talk to me about it.
Yes, that's why this beauty of the herb. The herb will improve efficacy of the pharmaceutical medicine and also reduce the side effect from pharmaceutical. Actually, they don't against each other. They complement each other.
So you wouldn't, for instance, if you get headaches, diarrhea, nausea, and other things like that, this would be able to help balance that so you wouldn't see those effects significantly.
Yes. So there are different remedy to work a different situation. So this is a shiitake, what they do. And the second, the mushroom, like reishi. Reishi was esteemed as a mushroom for immortality. The reishi is an immune
for immortality.
Yes.
And you give me that now, I ain't die. You need to stop. You need to stop. I don't want to be a fan. Oh my God.
We don't have to live 200 years. At least we don't have to suffer.
Okay.
Our quality of the life will tremendously improve. So we live have no pain. And also the reishi protect against pathogens like virus, bacteria, fungus, parasites, to rejuvenate liver, prevent cirrhosis and fibrosis. The compounds in reishi work externally and internally. Like ladies want to look younger looking skin, looks like alert, refresh, then use the reishi.
Mm.
That will protect your DNA from oxidant damage. And reishi also another important strength about balance the mood and improve quality
balance
of sleep.
Balance the mood?
Like people feel miserable sometimes.
Ooh.
People feel bipolar.
Ooh.
Some 1 minute they feel happy, another minute they feel depressed or anxiety. So reishi, perfect product. I see.
And it helps you balance that?
Yes. We see great excellent results from this.
So we should give this out at the altar when people get married. So let me take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. When we get back, we're going to hear from a few persons who has great testimonies for what they've been doing. We're here with Ms. Yang from Ancient Chinese Secret to be able to talk about these things. She's talking to us about the medicinal qualities and value in all of the mushrooms and really being able to push that stuff today. So we're going to be able to find out more about it. Let me take this quick break. Be right back after this.
The foundation. Found our foundation.
foundation. The foundation.
And on a tight budget, don't settle. Make the only choice and head on over to Wendy's and grab a biggie bag. Choose from a day's single, classic, or spicy chicken with a junior fry, regular drink, and four-piece nuggets for only $9.95. Fast exclusive, order one today that is made fresh especially for you when you order it. Wendy's is fast food done right. Certain restrictions apply.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Did you know the city of Nassau started its Christchurch Cathedral? The Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival is happening on George Street this Saturday, November 2nd. It's a day packed with fun for the whole family, celebrating the birth of the city of Nassau.
From delicious local food vendors to the vibrant sounds of Junk Canoe Parade, plus live performances by the Defense Force Band, the Police Pop Band, we've got something for everyone. Bring the kids to the Kitty Corner. Explore Nassau's rich history with walking tours.
And don't miss your chance to win big in our exciting raffle.
Mark your calendar. It all happens Saturday, November the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
at the Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival. Nassau starts here, so see you there.
Nassau, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready.
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break it, scrape explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Fan John letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh, yeah, this is your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the Five Alive Music Group and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break and Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought this was going to leave me out? Hey!
Saturday, November 2nd at Supercar Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy, Lawrence.
It's your boy, Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy, Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy, Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
This is Buddy Jerry.
Nina, Foggy D.
This is your girl, Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Break and scrape explosion. Back from the back.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. We're still here talking with Ms. Yang, always grateful, always happy, always enthusiastic, always sort of eager to hear more about the sort of a balance that exists in our bodies with what we put into it. I think a lot of us have gotten to this kind of a space, especially coming out of slavery, especially coming out of tribulation, and the hardship that we knew of yesteryear. Right? Just to be able to survive. And now as we grow and develop and understand that longevity is important, we look at what we ingest. We look at what we have to take in. We look at that sort of a balance for our meals. Not, it wasn't so much important when we was eating that heavy lard. It wasn't so much important. But as we feel ourselves growing a little older, and our steps getting a little slower, we try to figure out, how do I now rejuvenate myself with these supplements, with these vitamins, with these concepts and ideas to ensure that I can get that. We're here sitting with none other than Miss Yang, all the way from Ancient Chinese Secret. Ancient Chinese Secret's located on Shirley Street, just across the street from Thompson Boulevard. I'm sorry, Thompson Trading. You can be able to see all that stuff right there. So you can just go down there. And, you know, she has some beautiful stuff. I always visit her at least once a month to be able to get my stuff read up and be able to get them things going on. Let's see if we have a caller on the line. No, the caller on the line just yet? Okay, so we're waiting on our callers to be able to come through. We have a couple of persons that has some testimonies that they want to be able to say, so we want to hear those things. All right, so Ms. Yang, so talk to me about that. So you said to me that all these things can provide you balance.
Mm-hmm. So we talk about Shi Take, we talk about Rishi. Now we come to our most notable mushroom, Cordyceps. Cordyceps is well known for longevity, fertility, and vitality. Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let's do this. Reishi is for eternity. Reishi
is relaxation
also, right?
Rejuvenate liver.
Right.
The cordyceps rejuvenate kidney. That's why a lot of customers, okay, the kidney level is low, so they use cordyceps, so the kidney reading goes up to save the kidney.
Can I give a little testimony?
Yes.
This is just for Howard.
Okay.
Okay, so for the past few weeks, I've been taking these vitamins and minerals and the cordyceps. I've been taking reishi. I've been taking lion's mane, and I feel excellent. I just want to say that. So I tell you, I joined the gym, I did all these things, and my body is rejuvenated. But something's peculiar happening to me. I had some little dark marks all over my body as I grew older. So I figured that's the kind of age marks and whatnot. But they're starting to dissipate.
Rishi.
They're starting to go.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little black mark on my face. I could see it going, right? And as I'm taking these things, they say, well, what is this? And I'm happy for it, right?
See your face start glowing.
My face start to glow.
Yes.
So I'm just saying that to say, guys, these products work. And if you're out there and you want to be able to participate with that, you can be able to find out more information. I'm going to give you the numbers right now. You can go down to Ancient Chinese Secret and pick up these things. But before we do that, we have a telephone call on the line. Is this Kendall? No? Call on the line. Go ahead. No? All right, so we're still waiting on those callers to be able to go through. Okay, we're still waiting on those calls to be able to go through and see exactly what's what. But tell me more about it. Tell me more about these particular products, because I do have a personal testimony. Mm-hmm. And for all those particular persons, I feel good. I feel really good about those particular things. But we do have someone on the line again. Like I said, he's here now for sure. He's going to be telling us about some things. He's 68 years old, and they're going to be able to tell us about how they're being able to do some stuff. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, morning, Howard.
Hi, how you doing?
Morning, Ms. Yang.
Good afternoon, Mom.
Yeah. Howard, I listen to you every day, but this is the first time I'm calling. I had to call when I heard you say yesterday that you was going to bring Ms. Yang on.
Yeah, this is Ms. Yang.
I turned 68 in August.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what all that luggage was, 68 bought. But I got up one morning. I couldn't stretch my leg.
Mm-mm.
And when I got out of bed, I had to lift the leg to get out of bed.
Mm.
And I had to hobble to the bathroom.
Mm.
Listen, when that afternoon came, I said, you know what? Let me go to Miss Yang. I went straight out there because you might always hear her on your show.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me... Actually, let me tell you how it went. When I walked into the door, she looked at me, she said, because she saw me holding the leg with my hand and lifting it up as I walk.
Mm-hmm.
She said, first of all, you have on too much weight.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you need to get rid of some of that weight. Okay? And then she sat and she listened to what I had to say, how it all happened so suddenly. And she gave me something called arthritis relief.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I'm scared of tablets, so I said,
okay. Hold on. You're scared of tablets? Most people are scared of needle. You just popped the tablet.
I'm scared of both.
Oh, Jesus, go ahead. I can fight you.
He said, you don't have to be scared of this. He said, this is all natural. So I said, okay, well, since it's all, he said, you don't even have to eat before you take it. So I said, okay, that, you know, I put me in a comfort zone. So I said, well, what about the pain then? So she gave me something called Woodlock medicated oil. And believe me, I was, let me tell you something. She told me, she said, now, let me tell you what's going to happen. You have to stop eating meat. You have to eat more greens, more leafy vegetables. She explained the whole nine. She asked me that she wanted me to stop sugar, everything. So, Howard, when I went there, I was weighing 178 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I already lose 22 pounds so far.
You serious?
That's right.
Wow.
22 pounds.
So, and so how do you feel? Are your leg feeling? You moving?
Not, how would I tell you, in 4 days' time, I don't even remember which leg was like me.
Wow.
I remember that Sunday when I got up and was thinking that the leg still like, I said, Lord, I can't exercise today.
And you forget which leg it was?
Because I used to now taking this leg and lifting it out of bed.
So you say, Lord, I can't go to church today. So you didn't tell Jesus, forget about it. You need to stop.
Right now, I walk in, I am skipping, jumping, I doing everything. Everything. That's right.
And so now you feel good?
For this time, and I sent so much people there.
You doing a little walking, a little jogging, anything?
Yeah, man. They're looking at me with this weight loss now, you see? Girl, how you doing that? How you doing that? How you get that weight?
You married, how your husband looking at you? My God, you might have to go.
Yeah.
Jesus, you need to stop.
He just told me the other day, so I need to give him some of that.
Really? What are you talking about? You need to stop. Listen, you're telling us too much of your business. I don't
want to.
All right, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that you're feeling good.
Yeah, and how she also gave me, another time, I was just gave me some, because I used to have bad sinuses. She gave me some Prolina and some Cordyceps.
The spirulina.
Yeah, because I used to be stuck up all the time, always have headaches and stuff, and I had that from them. So I started taking this for.
You serious?
I don't like it now, but I can tell you right now it works.
I like it. I like what you're saying.
You like spirulina?
Yeah, but I put it in my shake.
Yeah.
I don't. But my babies is drinking it now. It's good.
Yeah. I drink it, I don't like it, but it works. I'm telling you, it works.
But they got the ones in tablet, but you say you're scared of tablets too.
Right now, I can do anything I want to do.
I'm glad to hear that. I thank you so very kindly for your telephone call, my dear. It is always good to hear those things. But Ziang, you got some good, strong testimonies and persons calling in to say that they've seen some things. And you know, for the listeners who are out there, it's very important that we start this off with our age, right? She said that she's 68 years old. And starting at 68 years old, you know, sometimes people just find themselves at the age and say, well, I'm getting old, and don't try to make modifications to their diet. They don't necessarily try to make modifications to their lifestyle. They just accept this. But she said, hey, listen, this can't be. She said she couldn't touch her leg. She couldn't move. She dragged her leg behind her. And within 4 days' time after she'd taken these particular things, she feels strong. Talk to me. Talk to persons about that who may find themselves with arthritis, who may find themselves in this sort of a position. How you can help?
Yeah, we see lots of results actually. If this lady appreciate her testimony, but even I don't remember really have so much results every day. Some people the arm couldn't lift it, or numbness couldn't grab the things, and they're using different remedy, and then in overnight, 2 days. It sounds like exaggerated. And they can lift it.
It sounds exaggerated, but
actually,
they can do it.
It's a simple from traditional Chinese medicine culture, like where is the blockage, where is the pain. So you just like using herbal to stimulate the blood circulation to clear the blockage, then the pain will go. So it's not a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're trying to get these other persons and be able to talk about that. Guys, if you have a testimony you want to be able to call out, please let us know exactly what's what. We're waiting to hear from Kendall and sort of get a follow-up on some of the issues that he's had with his kidney cancer. So we want to be able to hear a little bit more about Kendall and that kidney cancer that he was being able to wrestle with. He spoke with us before, right? I think he did speak with us before, so we're hoping to be able to get sort of a follow-up and how he feels about that. So hopefully he gives us a call. Kendall, if you're out there, you know, you spoke with us before, if you're available, please give us a call to hear more about that and how you're doing in those particular areas. Now, Ms. Yang, before we get out of here, you said that you had some new stuff, mm-hmm. right? Talk to me about what you got new and how people could be able to be a part of that.
Okay, we got chaga. It's organic chaga powder. That's from clinic documentation. Chaga help reduce tumor by 60%, fight against cancer cells. Like cordyceps, we reduce tumor by 50%. So chaga also help you have a thick and shiny hair and glowing skin.
What?
We got turkey tail. It's organic powder. The fight against the cancer, improve gut bacterial balance, help digestion. And all of this organic powder in the stock, we have 6 mushroom. If you don't want powder, we have organic mushroom complex in the capsule form. So this one jar contains 6 mushroom, like a lion's mane, reishi, turkey tail, chaga, mintake, and agaricus blazy. And also we just...
What's it called?
Mushroom complex.
Oh, mushroom complex. Okay,
yes. And another new product called organic reishi lycopene. The lycopene, this is 2 ingredients in the bottle. It's 100% natural lycopene from extracted from tomatoes and organic reishi mushroom spore. The unique formula delivers superior protection, anti-cancer, delaying aging, good for healthy prostate gland. Like lycopene is a natural carotenoid with the strongest antioxidant found in the nature. And lycopene also helps fight breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colon cancer. Good for eyesight, prevent cataract and macular degeneration.
Mm.
And reishi spore is 75 times stronger than the reishi. It, the spore is the seed released from mature reishi mushroom, which contains rich reishi polysaccharides and triterpenoids. It is the essence of reishi, which have high medicinal value. Reishi suppresses the growth of colon cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, and also for help rejuvenate skin, good for like a delaying aging spots, help the skin dark spots.
That's crazy. I didn't know that, you know. All I know is this little spots that I had, they go and I'm like, I thought it was a freckle, but it's gone.
Yeah, the reishi. We have a lot of results from that. And we highly recommend that people take combination of adaptogenic herbs because that supports different body systems. Like, for example, a lot of people, they suffer from seizure. One seizure, we recommend it's a large dosage of cordyceps and the lion's mane along with spirulina.
So if you take 2 cordyceps, if you suffer from seizures, I normally take 2 cordyceps daily, right?
No, need a large dosage.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't have the seizure problems. So I take 2 daily, right?
Yeah.
But if you have seizure problems, how much would you recommend?
You 6? Take a 2 or 3. Take a 4 tablets or 6 tablets.
Really?
Yeah.
And then this could be able to help balance that. And
the cordyceps create a balance, stimulate circulation. The lion's mane will improve neurological health. Because the seizure is a neurological, related to neurological issues too. And the spirulina will detox the neurological nervous system. So use 3 of them together to reach the best results.
Do we take heavy doses of the spirulina and the lion's mane also?
Yeah.
So we take heavy doses of all 3?
3 of those.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, for example, a lot of people have high cholesterol. We just have a gentleman. His cholesterol was 320. So after 2 months taking the products, his cholesterol come down 165. So definitely along
almost
with...
Almost half. That would be less than half, yeah.
Yeah, in 2 months' time after the lab work. If people have a deficient kidney issues, they can, we recommend it, use like a cordyceps, honey go wheat powder, maca powder, ginseng and palm pollen. So you can choose, combine some of those. Because deficient kidney can lead to low sperm count, poor sperm motility, and erectile dysfunction, lack of energy, low back pain, and weakness in the joint and ankles. So all these symptoms relate
all it from kidney issues could be able
deficient.
To... Deficient. You serious?
Yeah, deficient.
So kidney issues,
mm-hmm.
where they're drinking all this rum and doing all these things, and then they go take pills because they have ED, erectile dysfunction. But it's really the fact that you need to detox and you need to be able to take your things accordingly, right?
Yes.
Please let persons know how they can reach you, where you are, and what you have available.
And all these products also help female infertility. Like honey.
Female infertility? Really?
Yeah. We have successful cases. Combine different remedy along with diet change. We mentioned honey go whey powder. It not only balance hormone for male and female, improve fertility. Also, it has anti-inflammation, good for osteoprotective, anti-spasm in the joints of the low back, sciatic nerve, prevents osteoporosis.
I look at the honey goat weed, honey goat, what's it called?
Honey goat weed powder.
Okay, I looked at that the other day and I said, I wonder what this is for. So this is for hormone balance.
For male and female.
For male and female.
Mm-hmm. Right. And also good for bone density.
For bone density.
Good for arthritis.
So as you get older, you should take some of this to ensure that you have your strong bones.
Yes.
Okay.
Prevent osteoporosis.
Would you like to stay with me? I want you to stay with me till 1, right? If you can. I don't know if you're busy.
1 o'clock already?
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock already. I want you to stay a little bit after.
Okay.
So you can be able to see if you can get 1, 2 or maybe these calls. Mm-hmm. But guys, I got to be able to take this break and then get to news. And after news, we're going to come right back to Ms. Yang. She's going to tell us a little bit more about how you can be able to do that. It's on Shirley Street. If you don't know, I know that you've been listening to us for a long time, but you may not know. Maybe you forgot, but it's on Shirley Street right across from Thompson Training. When you're going to be able to see Ancient Chinese Secret. The number you can be able to call. What's the number again, Ms. Yang?
394-1369. If you need consultation and you have question, you can WhatsApp 557-1369.
394-1369 or 557-1369. You can't forget that. All right, so let me take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. I had to ask Ms. Yang to just stay over just a bit, just a pinch with me, as we continue to be able to talk about these things, guys. We got Ancient Chinese Secret in the house with us, just talking about natural herbal remedies, just to be able to ensure that you can give your body that balance that you've been looking for, that vitality, that rejuvenation that you've been looking for and hoping for, that kind of an idea of why your wife always rowing, why she feel, always in this sort of a mood. Why your husband always groggy? There is an imbalance that's happening. And Ms. Yang's here today to talk to us about some of the things that we can take that provides us that balance to ensure that we can be able to find that space and we can be able to have a sort of a more healthy life and, optimistic and always being able to look out and move forward and make some things like that happen. I can give you a testament. I might as well tell you. I want to be honest with you. I just was telling Ms. Yang, I said, I looked at myself. I'm jogging, right? And I'm jogging in the gym, right? The big guy on the thing, right? But I'm jogging. I feel good. I told you guys I'm a jogger. I've been doing this for a while. I'm just big. I still do it, right? So I'm jogging, and I'm looking at myself, and I look at my forehead, and I said, I think I'm glowing out here, right? And then on the top of that, I check myself after about 15 minutes of jog, right? I step on the side for the treadmill, and I check myself, check my heart, check the how it's beating, whether or not I feel exhausted, all these things. I'm checking myself, right? So I hold my chest to see how I'm feeling, right? And I'm breathing good. I still feel strong. I feel energized. I feel ready to go. And you're telling me that's the cordyceps. Talk to me about it, Ms. Yang.
Yes. Cordyceps will deliver oxygen level up to 40% on a cellular level, which the cordyceps also increase.
Put the mic right to your mouth, Ms. Yang. Sorry
okay.
about that. Yeah.
Cordyceps.
Go ahead, Ms. Yang.
Cordyceps also significantly boost ATP levels in the body. ATP is the body's main energy supply source. That's why cordyceps help people lung function. The kidney hole is the warehouse for the energy. It's your vital force. So when people taking the cordyceps, help them to breathe deeper, breathes.
I could not know that. I didn't know that. Let me tell you why I didn't know that. I didn't know that because the only thing that I was taking it for, you said, Howard, take these. These would be good for you. As I took it, I had these sort of this idea. I said, well, I don't know what. I just check in my body. I don't know why. I feel better. I feel stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm jogging and I'm doing everything that I possibly can be able to do. And so now you're saying to me that as a result, that's the cordyceps.
Yes. Like, especially people work out.
So you're saying to me, after 4 months, after a few months of this, and it's worked into my system, mm-hmm. and I feel good, that I should be able to see something entirely different about the way that I move, the way that I work, the way that I push out on a day-to-day basis. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, definitely. That's why a lot of sports person, Olympic runners, the sportsman or lady runners, they use cordyceps, they use ginseng to rejuvenate kidney. When kidney is strong, your lung will be strong. So, and then your heart will be strong, your blood circulation will improve. So all the internal organs correlated.
Okay, we got to be able to do that, guys. Find out more about this and check out this stuff. 394-1369, 394-1369, or hit her up, 557-1369, 557-1369. You're going to go down there to take the chaga, to take the turkey tail, the organic mushroom complex, all those particular things, the reishi's down there, the cordyceps, everything. You got the guji berries. You can get the beet juice. You can get all those particular things. We just got a call from our girl. She's calling, says she's 68, and she's been able to do some stuff. She took the arthritis stuff. On the top of the arthritis stuff, she took the woods
woodlock medicated oil.
My grandmother gave me that when I was young.
Mm.
She's passed away, my father's mother. Mm. And she brought it, right? She's from Turks and Caicos.
Mm-hmm.
But she brought it. right? She's living right here with us in Grand Bahama. She boiled this half a bucket of water and put a couple drops in it, right? Mm-hmm. Then she put her foot in it, right? Mm-hmm. And soaked it, and she felt better, right?
Yeah.
She felt better.
That's not the wood local. You customer told me, people so intelligent. He told me he not only put the oil on the shoulder, on the joints, stiff neck, he also put on the nose.
To open up the sinus.
Yeah, to open up the sinus then.
Yeah,
the
you better don't get that in his eye though.
I know, don't put it.
If you get that in your eye, my God. Now, listen, it is one of, if I'm going to be very honest with you, if you put that directly on, and this is very personal for me. If you put that directly on, if you have a knee ache, if you have an elbow issue, if you have a back issue, if you have any of these particular things, and you put that directly on there, listen, that thing works instantly. Instantly, you feel better. You could put it on your head. If you have a headache, you put it in the back there, you feel better. I have been using that before I ever met you. Mm-hmm. My grandmother brought it to me when I was young.
Yes.
And so we can be able to see those things. So I can give you a testament, guys. Go down there and get those things and be able to pick that up. It's 394-1369, 394-1369, 557-1369, 557-1369. Let's see if they can be able to ask one or two questions. So they ask Ms. Yang to repeat the name of those products that's good for your eyes, good for fighting the red ulcers or the cataract in your eyes, and also repeat the eye products that you have.
Okay, for eye products, goji berry. Goji berry that will stabilize capillaries in the eye and prevent red eyes, glaucoma, cataract, tearful eyes, improve the night vision as well. So goji berry. Cordyceps that improve kidney and liver. So the kidney and liver connect to the eyesight. So cordyceps and then spirulina alkaline body to detox kidney and liver, reduce blood lipids. So the combine all of this, reduce eye pressure. We see the results from this three. Also, we have the organic reishi lycopene. That good for the macular degeneration. Provide cataract.
Reishi
lycopene.
Lycopene, okay, no problem. Okay, so we got these things. These are good stuff for you. Guys, I've been taking this. Now, I take a steady regimen of this, right? Mm-hmm. I take a lot of these things, right? But I like it. It's kind of weird, but it gives me this sort of a reassurance that we're off to a good start, that we started our body off after we've gone through the fast the night before. And so I wake up, I don't eat anything in the morning, but I do take my shake, a little bit of coconut water, I put a fruit in it, blend it up with all these particular things that I have in there, and just kind of consume that. All right, now we're on our day. And then, so you could slowly feed yourself. If you're one of those persons where you needed a coffee as a boost for the caffeine, you can slowly feed yourself, really being able to have energy, and the energy is sustained. It's not this sort of a sporadic, you know, flash of energy, right? Like the sugar or the caffeine. Mm-hmm. It gives you a sustained energy, mm-hmm. and it makes you feel good the entire day.
Yes. That's why the food affects our blood sugar level. The blood sugar level up and down, which affects our mood. So, like, I always tell customers, don't eat too much fatty foods, greasy foods, or cheesy foods, because that will cause the fat liver. And fatty liver will strain our spleen and the kidney and the liver, which cause insulin resistance. And insulin resistance will induce the obesity, and obesity increases the risk of diabetes and the cancer.
Mm.
Obesity, diabetes, and the cancer have been considered as different manifestation of the same underlying health issues. So we always tell customer, don't eat too much food. Keep your stomach 50% with the food, 25% with the water. So that's 75% full in the stomach.
And what's the other 25%? Don't tell them bear and rum. No, go ahead.
Not beer, but it is air.
Air. Mm-hmm. Just keep it empty.
Yes.
Okay, I like that. Good.
So
good.
Before we sleep, we always clear our minds and empty stomach. That's why we tell customers don't eat too late, 3 hours before we sleep, and no food during the 3 hours. So we always keep like intermittent fasting situation if you mm-hmm. really want to keep your insulin level low, because your high insulin maintains our high body weight. So we have to study what really trigger the high insulin level, because insulin affects our body weight, our emotional, our mood.
I can tell you about that because I told you, you and I spoke, and I said to you my eye was twitching. I knew it had to be sugar or caffeine or something, so I cut out the sugar and I cut out the caffeine. I haven't had that for months, right? Mm-hmm. And so my eye's good. I feel good. I feel energized in that. And then, so we started to take these particular products, and all of a sudden my mood shift, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I don't feel sort of lazy anymore, right? I'm not eating, like, I don't take the breakfast anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So breakfast and lunch, I don't bother with it. So I eat after 4 o'clock. And I feel myself very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I feel myself, positive. I feel energized. I feel like I'm participating in something, and I want to be able to do these things. And so, guys, if you're out there and you feel overweight, or you are overweight and you feel groggy and, you know, you're always miserable and you have these sort of an issue, what we're learning today and what we're saying today is that this is as a result of what we're ingesting. This is as a result of what we're putting into our bodies. This is as a result of not being able to be conscious and just going with the rhythm of the diet of starch, 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 and not necessarily understanding that there needs to be a significant balance for us to be able to feel our vitality again. How I did this, how would you keep talking? You big? Yes, I am. And I lost a couple pounds. I might as well tell you, I feel good. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that to say to you that how I started this is I didn't eat for 7 days at all. I didn't eat. I went on a 7-day fast, right? And then I went on a month's fast. But not eating, allowing my body to be able to, okay, identify issues. And right after that, pop these supplements, these herbs, these sort of things that can be able to ensure that it gives my body the vitality that it needs, I found myself feeling stronger. And that's how we got on this sort of a path to move forward. I just think people just jump into it without understanding. Let's take these incremental steps so we can see sustainability as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. So in order to normalize the insulin, because insulin is a key thing to decide our body weight. So normalized insulin, we usually use cordyceps, reishi, and ginseng. So we see a lot of customers, they are bottom line of the diabetes or bottom line of the hypertension when they're using these products, and the situation get reversed. So we will get more nutrition with less eating. That's why the adaptogenic herb, medicinal mushrooms, so they involved with significantly the weight management, because of the balance your cortisol level, balance your insulin level, improve your metabolism, and make you feel like a peaceful and
not make you feel like a new man.
Yes,
it really makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. It really makes you feel good, and it reflects this sort of an idea, especially as you're getting older. You want to be able to find balance. You want to be able to find yourself in a better position. And I'm grateful. I really am grateful for the opportunity to be able to not only to try out the products, but to be a testament and to give testimony about the fact that these products truly work. A lot of persons are indifferent about it. How is it going to work? Is it good for me? Does it go against my religion? These are natural products. These are natural products. The products that have been here for millennium. They have been here forever. And they've been working in areas that the world has been sorting after and really being able to pursue in China. And now we have it accessible to us, and we have to be able to use it accordingly. So go down there, 394-1369, 394-1369, or you can be able to hit up Ms. Yang 557-1369, and she can give you more information whether or not you need some counseling, whether or not you need some information of how to be able to take these steps. You can go down there. She's located on Shirley Street, right across the street from Thompson Trading, and she could be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Ms. Yang, I'm going to let you wrap up with a couple of things, and then we're going to be able to take this break and talk about those things. But let persons know where they could get you, what you have on sale today, if you have any sales, and how we can be able to do those things.
So anybody who needs consultation, just WhatsApp me. And then we can set up appointments. We can get everything on the track. So every time when I see the improvement from the customer, and they make our day the most beautiful day. So I hope everyone keep doing well, be more self-disciplined. And I totally enjoy the company on such healing journey. So I can see you soon.
Okay, so this person wants to ask you a question, which you have for H. pylori. Is that pylori? You can give her a call at 557-1369, 557-1369. You can give her a call, or you can shoot her a text, and she'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Today, we were talking about the chaga, the turkey tail, the organic mushroom complex, the reishi, and other, what else you got, right? The shiitake, right? Shiitake powder. You can also be able to get those things. She has everything available. They're all affordable. You want to be able to go down there. I've seen all ethnicities. Can I say this? I just want to be decent. I've seen all ethnicities and persons coming into Miss Yang's store and being able to pick up those things. So don't believe that this is just relegated to us. As black persons, don't just believe that this is relegated to the Chinese who had these particular things available and accessible to them. This is natural for all human beings. And if you want to be able to find yourself feeling your virtue coming back, your vitality coming back, you want to be able to get rid of those age marks, you want to be able to do those things, you want to go down there and check out Miss Yang at Ancient Chinese Secrets. It's located right there on Shirley Street, across the street from Thompson Boulevard. Anything else you want to say, Ms. Yang, before we get out of here? Go ahead.
So I encourage everybody, discipline is the key. We have to always be aware, be mindful, because every bite, everything we put in the mouth, that make a big difference. So always be health conscious. Be aware what we're dealing with this life.
Ms. Yang, I want to thank you so much for being able to sit with us today. Since you've been sitting with us, I have tried and tested your products, and I want to say to you that I feel very good.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you very much.
I appreciate you, and the Guardian Radio gave me opportunity to represent the products.
I'm afraid, though. I'm very scared now, because I don't want to get my wife pregnant again. This time with triplets. I can feel it coming. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Ms. Yang, all the way from Ancient Chinese Secrets. Please go down there and check her out. She's on Shirley Street. Give her a call, 557-1369, 557-1369. Or hit her up, 394-1369, 394-1369, Shirley Street, right across the street from Thompson Trading. She gets everything in there for you. If you got your little arthritis, if your headache hurting, your foot hurting, your leg hurting, your back hurting, if your brain hurting, all these particular things she started to talk about, if you have seizures, epilepsy, and other things like that, there are things that she can help you with. Now, this is not saying that absolutely it's going to cure that, but it could be able to help alleviate and move you towards that track of health, growth, and development as you move forward on this thing. Guys, let me take this quick break. Ms. Yang, thank you so very kindly.
Thank you, too.
We're going to see you again, hopefully, before Christmas.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we see you before Christmas. Amen. Praise God. All right. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Found
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Shop and save this fall with deals made especially just for you. Prices too low to last. Don't miss a chance to save big with BWF's two-day mega blowout clearance and 10 sales. Up to 50% off. Discounts galore. 2 days only. Save big on everything. Friday, November 1st and 10 sales Saturday, November the 2nd. 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Savings include appliances, ductless AC units, generators, compressors, and water pumps, automotive supplies and accessories, lawn and garden supplies, power tools, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, barbecue grills, household supplies, floral decor, junk canoe and craft supplies, Christmas supplies, toys, and so much more. BWF, we're more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street, phone 394-0004-6. Check us out on Facebook. We ship to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, in your company, the Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful day. Just being able to do that, I had to give Ms. Yang some time, man. I really did. I know that we sort of deprived her and many persons out there from being able to really participate the way that they'd like to. A lot of them call me. I say, well, I'm doing this series and I want to be able to do this. So I want to thank you guys for your patience out there and all those persons who allowed me to kind of push through with that and be able to make these things happen. I'm hoping that the series has at least implanted in your mind, you know, sort of a new wave, new approach, new concept and idea of how politics should be approached in this land. I realize that despite the fact that we're just being able to take the tradition head on and be able to say, hey, listen, this is what you've offered us for a long time, but this is the necessity that we need right now for the sustenance and us moving forward, upward, onward as a nation. I think that I have gotten some significant pushback. I might as well tell you. This is the first time that I've gotten so much pushback. I'm telling you, this is the very first time I've gotten so much pushback for a series that I've had, and I try to do these things from my heart. I just want to be honest with you and have this kind of a conversation. I try to do these things by my conviction, by my heart. I have no agenda. There's no grouping or team that's working in the back office, late hours, almost like, you know, Watergate, trying to be able to create a concept, an idea to pull down the government of the Bahamas. That's the stupidest thing I ever hear in my life. Nonetheless, I heard it. It can only be crafted from the mind of an uneducated idiot. No, I just want to be decent. That's not what the intent is. If there's any understanding of how we're moving, you know, ferociously, relentlessly into the future, the only question is, are we prepared? That's it. Are we prepared? And so many persons recognize that lack of preparation within themselves. The only thing they say is, well, it is what it is. You know, come with me. It is what it is. Not seeking to prepare themselves or prepare their children, the legacy that they have, the next generation. And I think that that's wild. I think it's wild. I want to share some stuff with you. When I went off to school to college in Cuba, I had all ill intent. Can I say this to you? Can we talk like this just 2 seconds, since we are transitioning out of it and back into sort of a space of productivity and really being able to identify some of the social issues that we're having? When I went off to school in the spirit of decency, my God, let me structure the thing. I went to Cuba with all ill intent of the pursuit of pleasure. Can I say this? Oh, God, Jesus. Can I say this? And I didn't have the guardrails, right? My father's not going to talk to me about these things. I love him as much as I love him. He doesn't have, he's just not that father. So many of us have those fathers, those traditional baby boomers who, you know, they grunt at you and say that to do this and this, as opposed to being able to have that heart-to-heart to say, hey, listen, I think you should take this sort of a course. Many of us have those fathers. And so it's nothing to do with them. It's everything to do with the time and dispensation that they grew up at the time that we're in. And so I didn't have the guardrails. The guardrails that speaks to me about this narrow path to be able to take with clarity, with sobriety, and understanding that getting to the end of this is the objective of being able to retain your conviction, your strength, and your commitment to supremacy, to your God. I didn't have that. So in my mind, based upon the culture that I've seen, based upon the perpetuation of the pursuit of pleasure. Oh, God. Oh, you're using a lot of words. Yeah, just let me use the words today without being able to tell you the rated R of version. Amen. Just take this version. Amen. Praise God. So in the pursuit of being able to fall in line with the culture that exists in the country, and the culture that exists everywhere that we ingest, I went to Cuba with all ill intent. My God, I wouldn't tell you the amount of anyway, praise Jesus, what I took there in terms of preparation. So I don't leave no babies there. My God, I just would be decent with you. I just would be decent. So I got there and I started to have these and this happens to me. My father and my mother, my family can tell you that I've always been sort of a seer. As I was a child, I could see, you know, a different realm. I say it like that for you to understand some different things. And for all you who understand from a colloquial standpoint, when I was young, I could see spirits. And it's kind of weird. You know, people don't talk about it, but there's some people out here who is very sensitive to another side. And so as I grew, this is who I was. I had dreams and dreams and dreams and dreams when I was young, and they registered in my spirit. I never wrote them down as a child, but I never forgot them because they were so distinctive. When I got in Cuba, a place that I've never been, I have never been to this place. I remember I was there before. I remember incidents that happened and I was there before. I remember meeting my now wife, which is my girlfriend. I remember us falling off of a trolley, right? We fell off a horse. The horse was turning the corner, and we were in the back in the carriage area. And as the horse turned the corner too sharp, it fell off the road, and we fell out of it, right? We didn't hurt ourselves. We were okay. But it was kind of a weird experience, right? And I remember this happening. As I stood there on the ground, I said, oh, my God, I was here before. I'm saying that to say to you that I knew that I was on a particular path. My son went to school, and with the education, information, exposure, experience that I have, I know that I have to tell him with clarity and with no subtlety, hey, listen, don't be out here trying to have sex with all these bunch of gals. Amen? Keep yourself pure. With a very clear understanding that you are entering into a contract every time you have sex with someone. Understand that you're called for something greater. Understand that you're called to align yourself. The experience and exposure that you're going into right now is in preparation to get to where God called you to be. I say all that to say it is our responsibility with the experiences that we have to shape tomorrow through our children, through our language, through our steps, through our politics. And if you're going to fight me, my God, if you're going to fight me for my experiences and understanding and believe that I'm out here trying to pull down the whole PLP or the FNM, which is an illiterate thing to say, nonetheless, it's been said. I say to you, take another look. Take another look and understand that evolution is inevitable because evolution is change. And as change comes and we shift and we move into the future, there's some different things that's going to happen. There is. There's a different set of leaders that's going to come to the country. A different mindset that's going to be introduced here. Different ways that things need to happen. And a different type of leader that we need to see from a constituency level. There can be sycophants and fanatics for their political organization without an understanding that you have an obligation to a community. And it don't matter who like it or don't like it. I don't care. That doesn't matter to me. Because whether or not I'm here, whether or not I have this voice and an opportunity to be able to amplify this voice for the entire nation and have these kind of a conversations, there needs to be conviction pricking at you relentlessly, like Paul. Pricking at you relentlessly. That says to you, you're called to a higher standard. You're called to be able to ensure that you move things in the right direction. And I pray that in the event that you decide to go contrary to those convictions, contrary to that prick, contrary to that call, that you are snuffed out politically. You're seeing me saying, I wish you dropped down dead, but that you're taken out entirely and that your name and the names of all the potential that exists in your lineage, you screw that up. You screw it up. You are the fault that people look at your lineage as a particular thing. Let me tell you why. My mother and I had this conversation. She was there doing something. I can't remember what has happened. And I think the whip is on for something. And she and I have our very quiet conversations between, you know, mother and son. Yeah, because I was involved at this point. I was involved. Right? I'm mature. I'm exposed. I already went off. I lived in different places. I lived in Colorado. I lived here. I already traveled all over. I went to Turks and Caicos. I've been traveling, reading, speaking different languages. And so now I have some exposure from a global standpoint. And now at a local level, I seek to kind of influence, or use that experience to influence how things are happening in the environment. So my mother and I are having conversations, and I said to her, I said, Mommy, listen, let me shoot straight with you, make you understand something, eh? This last name that you have, this Grant, that doesn't belong to you. I just want to let you know that. That doesn't belong to you. It ain't your last name. You don't get to make the decision that you want to do whatever you want to do with the last name. I said, it belongs to me. It belongs to my children. It belongs to my brother's children. It belongs to us who has aspirations to move up in this country to do some things. You cannot contaminate it. Is this a conversation we have? You cannot contaminate it when you decide to do things of your own innovation. Your own, there's sort of an idea that you think that this is the right thing without counsel. It's just me and her talking. You know, anger, no row, no mad. It's just talking. Now, with this little boy talking to me like that for, I'm sure it popped up in her head at one point. But as you ingest what I'm saying, and you understand that you have a greater responsibility to community, you got to consider what I say. You got to. Turnquest, Ingram, Minnis, Pintard, Davis. Who else we know? Johnson, Roll, DeVoe, Butler. It don't matter. It don't matter who you are. Your name doesn't belong to you. Your name does not belong to you. No matter how selfish you are, no matter how egotistical you are, no matter how elevated and educated you believe that you are, your name does not belong to you. It belongs to those coming up. And it'll be a horrible thing for you to contaminate your entire lineage based upon what you have done with your last name and the pursuit of pleasure and the rejection of purpose. So let me help you. Take the help or don't take the help. That's up to you. I don't care. All of us can be off the scene eventually. It's up to you. But have an understanding that your responsibility, your last name don't belong to you. You came from someone and someone coming from you, even if they don't come from you. There are people coming out of this last name that has a great purpose. And you cannot contaminate that with you being able to make horrible decisions. Let's do what's right for the country, guys. Let's do what's right for our family. And let that thing spell out that when people hear your last name, they know that there's integrity there. Ah, there is honor there. There is sobriety there. There is a statesman there. There is a commitment there. There is conviction there. Let people know the glory of your great-granddaddy, great-great-great-great-great-grandmother name. There is power in your name. It is better, your good name, better than silver and gold. Let's be decent. Quick break, be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your friends and needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. Your name and we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp per ad rate. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back in these last few minutes, guys. If you want to give me a call, please do so. 323-622-325-4316-325-425-29. Anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up 422-4796. That's a text. That's 323-622-325-4316. 325-4259, and then I'm sure I was slower than the other ones. The lines are wide open, guys, if you're going to be able to have a conversation with me real quick before we get out of here. I'd love to be able to engage you. So it says, Howard, what do you think about the upcoming elections, and who do you think will win, and who do you want to win? On Friday, we're going to have this conversation. We're going to be talking with Garth and Devin, Ambassador Devin Rowe, right? So Garth and Ambassador Devin Rowe is going to be sitting with me, and we're going to dive deeper into those conversations and really talk about what we see as it relates to coming up Monday of next week for the election in the United States of America. I think the entire world is charged with a particular type of energy and identifying I think this actually transcends global politics as we know it, this election. Can I say that? Is it okay? This is just from observation as I look at it. And I look at what I see in the background or the innuendos that they try to subtly attach to one political organization or another. So essentially, from a global standpoint, and for all those from a spiritual standpoint, there is a label, whether subtle or pronounced, that's being placed on the Democratic Party, right? On the Democrats. There is a label of liberty, right? And that liberty has not been able to be identified as the freedom that we once knew. But the liberty is a lascivious, lustful pursuit of being able to grab more pleasure and do as thou wilt. There is a subtle innuendo. I don't think it's pronounced in mainstream, but there is a subtle innuendo associated with the attachment of the Democratic Party that says this is Aleister Crowley's party. Can I say that? Can we talk like this? Let's talk like this. I only got a couple of minutes, so Jesus, we ain't gonna talk long. But we can talk. There's sort of a concept that says, do as thou wilt, that's being crafted, honed, forged within the belly of the Democratic Party. Now, this is only from perception. This ain't nothing I know. I'm not in the Democratic Party, and I didn't have this kind of sort of spiritual panoramic view to see this. I'm saying to you that this is the narrative that people seek for you to ingest. So, the narrative of liberty that's being forged within the belly of the Democratic Party and the tentacles that reach out to Planned Parenthood, the tentacles that reached out to, and the language that says, my body, my choice, right? The language that actually speaks to love is love, right? This sort of a language that actually identifies, amplifies, condones, and accepts a lifestyle that traditionalists identify as contrary to what we believe in and what we believe is the right thing to do. This party has now been deemed, identified as the devil, as a devil's organization. And then they seek to kind of get deep with it and show how Kamala Harris and her name and the inscriptions associated with the name and the historic base and value and this and that and all these things and how she's the Antichrist, and they're trying to be able to put Lisa Simpson against her and some of these things to indicate that this is the prediction. This is too much. This is too much. This is too much. This is too much. And then, on the other hand, there is this a forced push, and I have to say it's forced. It is, you're almost like when you get a green pear or mango or something like that off the tree, and you put it in a brown paper bag, you wrap it up, you put it in a dark corner in the cupboard, and then you wait for it to kind of mature in its darkness, despite the fact that you pull it off. There is this, you force ripe it. There is this sort of a forced concept. It's forced upon you to view the Republicans in their stead, in their capacity, in their position, as the party that God has sent. In fact, that Donald Trump is a man of God, and God has sent Donald Trump. I think it's all garbage. Can I say that? I think the umbrella of pleasure, the umbrella of egotistical, maniacal, this kind of an idea of being able to perpetuate self, exists over America. The 300 and some million of you that exist out there, that has churned away at this idea for years, Democrat and Republican. The pursuit of commercialism, the pursuit of more stuff, that has stained the minds, convictions, and concepts of all of us in your immediate peripheral, in your immediate perimeter. Whether that's Canada, whether that's the Caribbean, whether that's Mexico, whether that's Japan and China right there in the backside. all of us have been stained by the influence of America's conditioning. And the only question I have is whether or not this is going to change entirely. Donald Trump has already indicated that he will do some of the exact same things that Kamala has indicated that she would do for those persons who live an alternative lifestyle. So when you ask me the question, who do I want to win? I really don't care. I really don't care. I don't see there to be a difference. I'm only afraid that January 6, 2020 would find itself amplified by those persons who are radicals. They have been armed. They have been armed with this sort of a holy fight now. And that's what I am. I'm telling you the truth. This is, I really don't care who wins. I don't. I'm not out here saying, oh, Kamala's a black woman and she's, I'm not, that's, I really don't care. The only thing I care about is sustainability, is focus, and the opportunities for us to be able to forge relationships and make things happen in this country. I'm hoping that our prime minister and those persons in strategic positions ensure that they leave the doors open for good relationships with the Bahamas. I'm hoping that that happens. I'm looking at the stock market. I'm listening to those particular persons indicate that in the event that Kamala wins, that this is going to happen. I'm listening to persons indicate that Kamala not being able to win would be the best thing from America, because from a global standpoint, there are leaders from a global standpoint who don't even have conversations with women. America would be the country of many, many first as a world power. But if I'm looking at this, there could be a possible shift of this power that we speak of. All the best to both of them. I'm hoping that this is a clean campaign. I'm hoping that this is transparent. I'm hoping that it can be able to lead in a particular direction so all of us can see clarity, especially for us here in the Caribbean, here in the Bahamas more specifically. But the truth is, I could care less. That ain't going to make no difference in us. That's not going to make the livable wage go up. That's not going to help. That's not going to make anything. The only thing is that we probably won't even have an ambassador. Come on, let's just have a clear conversation. We probably won't even have an ambassador. The last time we've been able to do that without a charge of the affair, we saw Trump, and I think that was Donald Glass, I think it was Glassman, that was preparing himself to become the ambassador, and then Trump lost. We haven't seen these things. There needs to be a clear and direct concept and idea of being able to empower and provide opportunities, not just for a particular lifestyle that exists within our borders, but for all of us to be able to rise and find productivity. So the issues that we have. So that's that. That's my position on that. And we're going to talk more about that on Friday. So tomorrow, guys, is Small Business Thursday. And we get back to our regularly scheduled program. Like I said, I want to thank you for your patience. I want to thank you for your commitment. I want to thank you for being able to participate with me. And I think I have two slots available. If you want to be able to join me, please do so. I have one space left. One space left. We got great rates. If you want to be able to be a part of that, please give me a call. 8270111, 8270111, or hit me up. You can just send me a text and be able to get it. Don't fight me. You always fight me. Jesus, you don't answer the phone. My God, I tell you, I got your turn to pick up. I got this to do. I got that to do. And so I just want to be able to ensure that I get a balance right after the show, but I'll get back to you. So don't fight me, okay? 8270111, guys, that's the show today. I want to thank you so much for being able to call in, to tune in. I want to thank Ms. Yang and Ancient Chinese Secret for being able to do all that she's done and really being able to help us get to balance and vitality. I feel good. We used to have a principal at Apron Rock High School, Ms. Edgecombe. She passed away. Ms. Edgecombe would say to us, I feel good. Every day we would repeat that. I feel good. I'm hoping that you're feeling good, guys. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Guys, we will see you tomorrow. God spare.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.